10 new tokenized stocks land on BNB Chain as B-Stocks Expand BNB Chain expanded its tokenized equities program on July 9, 2026, adding 10 new B-Stocks to a lineup that lets users hold on-chain versions of traditional company shares. The update came directly from BNB Chain's official account, which described the new assets as 1.1-backed, tradable 24/7, FSRA-approved, and paired with daily proof of reserves. The move lands during a soft week for crypto majors. As of July 9, 2026, BNB traded at $567.79, down 1.8% on the day, with Bitcoin at $62,042, 2.4%, and Ether at $1,736, 2.4%. The Fear and Greed Index sat at 26, firmly in fear territory. Real-world asset launches have kept coming regardless of price action, which is part of the story. Tokenization is being treated as infrastructure work, not a bet on the next rally. The mechanics behind B-Stocks. Each B-Stock is meant to track one underlying equity on a one-to-one basis, held by a regulated custodian, and mirrored as a token on BNB Chain. The FSRA reference points to the Financial Services Regulatory Authority in Abu Dhabi Global Market, the regulator that has approved several tokenized asset programs in the region. The daily proof of reserves claim is the load-bearing part. A tokenized stock is only as trustworthy as the attestation that the shares actually sit in custody. So publishing reserve data each day is how these programs try to earn the 1-1-backed label rather than just asserting it. The 24/7 trading window is the clearest break from traditional markets. NASDAQ and the NYSE close on nights, weekends, and holidays. A tokenized equity does not, which means a holder in a different time zone can adjust exposure on a Sunday without waiting for a Monday open. That is the pitch. The catch is liquidity. An on-chain market that trades around the clock can also be thin at 3 a.m., and price can drift from the reference equity when the underlying exchange is shut. RWA momentum keeps building. Tokenized equities have been one of the few crypto categories posting real growth this year. Tokenized equities hit a record $3.86 billion in June volume, with tokenized versions of high-profile names leading the pack. 10 more listings on BNB Chain is a modest addition on its own, but it fits a pattern of issuers racing to widen catalogs before the category standardizes around a few dominant venues. For crypto users, the appeal is a single account that holds stablecoins, tokens, and now equity exposure without moving money back into a brokerage. Someone already spending from a stablecoin balance can, in theory, park idle funds in a tokenized index or blue chip share and rotate back to spendable stablecoins when needed. The friction of onboarding to a traditional broker, especially outside the US and EU, disappears when the asset lives on the same chain as the rest of a user's holdings. The parts worth scrutiny, regulatory backing in one jurisdiction does not travel. FSRA approval covers activity under ADGM's framework. It says nothing about whether a resident of the United States or a MiCA-regulated market in Germany can legally hold or trade the token. Access rules for tokenized equities remain fragmented, and approved in a press post is not the same as available to you. Counterparty risk is the other line to read carefully. A tokenized stock adds custody layers on top of the equity itself. The shares sit with a custodian, the token is issued by a program operator, and the proof of reserves is only as good as the attester producing it. Holders take on the solvency of every entity in that chain, which is a different risk profile than owning the share directly through a broker with investor protections. Daily reserve reporting narrows the gap, but does not close it. None of that erases the shift underway. A year ago, tokenized equities were mostly a conference talking point. Now issuers are shipping listings on a weekly cadence, publishing reserve data, and citing named regulators. 10 new B-Stocks will not move BNB's price. The steady drip of launches is the actual signal.